can't talk together at the same time. Give to me the Office of the Parliament. I've got a bit of a hearing problem this morning. We can sing together, but we can't talk together at the same time. Honorable Mike. Honorable Hananya. Honourable members, if you grab a cup of tea and something to eat first, and then we can start after that. If that is okay with you, Honourable Malanga, Honourable Nambi, Honourable Valere, Honourable Mike, can I have a cup of tea? Honourable Mike, honourable members, the department, Chakele, PSC, cabinet. Oh, okay, cabinet is called for you. Good morning to you. Welcome to you as well. Honourable welcome. Gandhi, welcome. Honourable Farringen, welcome. Honourable Mayde, welcome. Honourable Mindy, welcome. Dr. Conroy, welcome. Everybody, Sister Grace, and Sister Sabetha, and Sister Tavish, welcome. declare this meeting open. Remember, thank you for coming in this terrible storm. Mr. Cracker has promised that by next week he will order sunshine for us. Members, has everybody received the agenda? I want to add one, 2 points to the agenda, please, with your permission. I want to add on the point of corporate social responsibility of the mining industry, or in the mining industry.
Anybody
else want to add anything to the agenda?
You see, we can go anywhere now, but
with
the Northern
Cape
is not here.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no, you're right, Honorable Conroy. We can go through. You know, it's quite strange that this corporal social responsibility is not just, that's not only going to affect on the Northern Cape, it's also going to affect on the Northern Cape, Limpopo, also the Eastern Cape. You know, with this mining that's happening also in KZN as well. So yeah, we can do a round robin trip. The department is here to also advise us on that round robin trip that we can take about. Do what do we call it? Not a peninsula trip, a countrywide trip. Sister Grace, what do you think? Is 2 days enough for that? We need a week and a half, and Dr. Conroy say he will arrange the helicopter if we do that. Members, are there any additions to the agenda? Are you comfortable in writing this? Why don't you turn it at the table? Let's face it at the table. Are you sure? Are you, ma'am? Are you comfortable?
Yeah.
Let's face it at the table. The more the merrier. Morning to you. You are? The line is enough from GCIA. So, important people in our meeting today. So, Honorable Van Linden, it's very important. We must speak with someone. Members, are there anything that you want to add on the agenda from the department side? Yeah? Research side? Doctor? Nothing? Staff side? Nothing. Okay. Members, our first point on the agenda is a discussion with the Department of Mining on the oversight report to Harmony Gold Mines. Now, we are in the process of publishing this report in the APC, which is called the Announcement of Tabling of Committees. In Parliament. Now, the APC is a public document. After we've published the report in the APC, we will have either that then the committee must decide, are we going to have a debate on the, in the House about this, or are we going to have a statement in the House? But that's for further discussion and deliberations. I would, from the outset, I would, but please, I am not an autocrat. So I like in majority rule. So I would, but my point of view would be that we must have a debate and invite as much provinces where these things are also happening as possible, specifically in the Northwest, Barberton, West Barberton, Mpumalanga, and also in Limpopo, you know, where these illegal mining and things are happening. So we should invite those people as well. So, and then we'll invite the minister or ask the minister what her share of leading the debate in the House. or the committee should lead the debate, or the minister can respond to it, something to that effect. But members, have you got the report? The department is here, members, to engage with us on the report. And Zakhele, did you read through the report?
Yes, I still have the report, but I am not mandated to engage with the report. Privately, you are the minister.
Okay. I've got a bit of a problem, and I would like the secretary to record this and that I've done in terms of how this committee has been treated by the DG, minister, and the department. From the outset, that there's two houses of parliament in terms of the constitution. Now, although this committee has not got a schedule, although mining is not a schedule 4 function, but the constitution does not narrow this committee down just to schedule 4. It says provincial interest in the national sphere of government. Now, mining is a national sphere of government, and this committee has got that interest because it's affecting, first of all, as we heard, the provincial commissioner and the people in the province said, affecting the province. It's affecting our national sphere in terms of the amount of money that is going out in this illegal mining. Now, we've sent the report to them about 2 weeks ago, or a week ago, and I find it unbelievable that a department on such an important issue can't give a committee the time or utilize some people in the department, spend the time to go through a report. I found it very strange. I found it. I don't know. We, in terms of the constitution, we put oversight over the department, and whether we should subpoena the department, we'll do that. But we are not in this committee, or this committee is not going to take it easy or lightly that the department treat us in the way that minerals are treating this committee. Kayla, I know you are the PLO, so if you could convey that message over to the minister and the DG, we would really appreciate it. Honorable Nguni?
In the light of what you have just said, that the committee sent a report 2 weeks ago or so, and the minister knows that we intend to investigate us as well. And in the fact that he just said that the provincial interest that is not this. He said before that she still with everything, but national interest, the provincial interest that the LPP was down there to investigate us as well. In the light of the chairperson, I'll say we don't engage the report because it's not mandated to discuss, to engage the report. And whatever decision we take here is needs to go as concerned. Or say that it was engaged the report until the minister sends somebody, or she comes and or he sends somebody to meet in the position to make decisions and engage in the committee. And I propose that you actually write a story whether you make a decision or we object to such treatment by the department. And then we discuss that last decision, but still engage the report.
Mr. Chair, this is a waste of time and money, an undermining of the authority that, as you say, we have in the EPOP. So you must take the, to start with, if the department is now going to run over us from now onwards for the next 5 years, we will never be able to do what we have to do. So I think you must make an example of this situation and take the strongest step from the beginning to
to get proper engagement, not only from this department, but all the others that we have to deal with. We support you.
Thank you, members. thank you for the support. But in light of what Honorable Nguni said, I think, members, I think we should ATC this report and schedule it down for a debate. Because the longer we wait for the departments, remember, this is a committee's report, not the department. We wanted the department to respond on it. If they don't respond, then we'll just call the minister to the debate to come and respond in the House on the debate on the report. So I would, with your buy-in, I would say that we ATC this, we schedule it for a debate. Because, to be quite honest with you, members, we have kept the department and the ministry informed of happening. And there's no way that I think that this committee could be treated like second-hand citizens or second-hand goods, something to that effect. I agree strongly with you. We will do the necessary that's necessary, but I think we should ATC this by today, tomorrow, or this week. And then we'll write to the chairperson of the council and the chief whip and the house chair to ask that we put a debate, because this is of national interest. And then we put our cases also in the debate, because that's what we are here for. We are not here to please the department. We are not here to wait on a department one day to come and address us. We've got our other avenues which we are entitled to use. We are entitled to use the house. We are entitled to use the ATC. So the committee has accepted this report. But if we fine-tune it, the committee has accepted it, so we'll ATC it. If we can get that vote today, we've got our 6 provinces to vote in terms of the rules of the NCOP. If I can get your permission that we ATC this report, we publish it, and we go then for a debate in the House on the report. You know, to postpone it and to wait for the department for another day or another month or sometime in a year or two for them to come, I will just prolong our work. We've got other work to do. Honorable Yambi, then Honorable Gamere, then Honorable Mike.
Thanks, Chair. I support the view that let's put it through HTC. And then we go for a debate and we expose all the challenges that we're experiencing currently. And that will make the message to be loud and clear that we're not going to allow a situation where we'll be treated as the department is doing. I want to add that even if we're going to have this, we're going to debate it, let us not forget what has been raised by Honorable. Let's have that very strong worded letter sending it to the department. But that is not going to interfere with our planned program for this year. Because once they were waiting for the department, it will create problems to the written program that we have adopted that is going to guide us this year. So I'm saying let's go on. In that debate, the minister will be on spot responding on some of the things that are going to be avoided if they respected this very same meeting we're in now. So let's go on with our program as planned and even write that very strong worded letter to the department voicing our dissatisfaction about the manner in which the whole thing has been handled. Because really, it's something that is going to create a method problem that can be avoided if people are working together. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Any
more
comments?
No, Chair. The issue of an ITC is not the issue. I think there are two legs. That of administration that is led by the teacher, and that of the debate, which is political ambition led by the minister. So the issue of the support of the ITC debate is not it. But secondly, I think you need to be strong on the teacher, as a function of government. It might not be that the minister knows or does not know, but the department as a functional has shown some disrespect. That is why they need to be strong on that. But for the debate, it's a problem.
Honourable
Mike.
Thank you,
Chair.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Chairperson, as far as I know, this is a personal opinion. I don't think the MSLDC intended to disrespect the committee. As I said to you, Chairperson, yesterday, the unfortunate part is that the meeting clashes with the cabinet engagement. And on the department side, the department is going on a third plan on the regional chairman that we invited tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. So the department is still busy with that. The correspondence we received, I think, on Thursday last week about this. So on the part of the department, I don't think there is malice intending of undermining the committee.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I don't want to engage further on this thing. I will take the proposal because the department has received our program of the committee some time ago. So there's no excuse for the department to say that person we've only received, because the program of the committee, even if the committee changes the program on a Tuesday, we see that the department gets the program that same afternoon, am I right, or the next day, the following day. So the department has got the program of the committee. So I think the members are in their rights of doing that. So members, thank you very much. So we'll ATC it, and then we'll go to the House for a debate on that. And really, on this debate, I would like to all members that went along and that of the committee to interact, all members of the committee to interact in the debate on the report. We'll invite the provinces, specifically the Free State. Because this report speaks about the unhappenings and all that, I think we should also send a copy of the report to the NEC of Police in the Free State, as well as to the National Minister of Police, and as well as to the Minister of Home Affairs. Members, point number two, it's a very thick document. It's got two. Pages. It's a document that I've asked a research unit to get for me, the Benchmark Foundation, on social, corporate social responsibility. Now this one is now in the diamond mining industry, but the corporate social responsibility in terms of the mining charter goes across all mines. All mines. And it cuts across most of the problems. It cuts across most of the provinces. So I want members to if possible, an actual fact, not impossible, but the thing that we need to do is to read the report, because we touching on our next point. Touching on our next point is that or going into our next point, is also point number three, an oversight visit that we want to undertake as committee and then engage the department and the private mining house companies, because it has come to this committee's attention that in some provinces, private mining houses have not fulfilled the mandate in terms of a corporate social responsibility, or in terms of the social responsibility. Now, as a committee, I think, because this thing has got an effect on provinces and on local government, because what this mining houses are now doing, they are saying that local government must now take over the social responsibilities of the mining community. But as we know, the backlog that is happening, or the situation that is in the local government at the moment, I'm not sure whether local government has got the capacities, local government has got the infrastructure, whether local government has got the money, the funding, to carry and to take this social responsibility from these mines. Now, some of the mines, we don't know what has been put into the application, but if I look at the some of the applications, then it should be that some of the mines, in terms of the application, the labor department must have put down social responsibility towards the community. Now, some of these mines, I mean, it's already been been noted in certain areas, like in Limpopo, in the Northern Cape, where the rehabilitation of the mining ground, first of all, the social responsibility of the mining in the area. This morning, I understand. Welcome. We have received your call. The task that the mining houses must carry out to the community, some of them are not done. I've just did a research, and this is a mining scorecard compliance of 2006. Now, they've asked this mining company, the department has asked this mining company, for argument's sake, has the mining company developed systems through which empowerment groups can be monitored? Not yet. Has the mining company formulated integrated development plans, and is it cooperating with government in the implementation of these plans for communities where mining takes place and for major labor sending areas? Has the company engaged local mine communities and labor sending communities? Not yet. Housing and living conditions, not applicable for company provided housing. Has the mine established measures for improving the nutrition of mine employees? Not applicable. Now, we can't have people taking the route in the middle of the country and not act on the mandates that they are supposed to act on. So I want members really that we should really, I want you to really go through this. This is a research done by this Benchmark Foundation, the Church Foundation, the Religion Foundation. But they went specifically on the West Coast, down to Monoclop Bay and Warren Bay and all those areas. And they went and invested and did a research. And what you read in this report sometimes shocks, will be shocking. So our oversight will be based on this research document that we also, as Parliament, as Committee of Parliament, an extension of Parliament, go out to the communities, to the provinces also, and engage those communities so that these mining houses must come to the table, come to the party and contribute to what rightfully they must contribute. So I open up the floor for discussions on this, because the big thing is,
but this is having an impact on our province. It's having an impact on our province and is having an impact on local government. But you know, the baddest part of all is that people are not blaming the mining house. They are blaming government. They are blaming the state government. What is your government doing? Now, we heard the deputy president last week and Thursday. He said that we are also part of government, as parliament, as legislature. We are also part of government. So we've also got a responsibility to see that we take these guys to task for the interest of our communities and our province. So, honorable members, the floor is open.
Chairperson, you are raising very important points, and through that, the challenges that we are experiencing in local government. Of the view that can it be possible maybe to have time to go through this very big document so that once we have a pilot and when it has been examined, we do justice. Because now we are just going to have a general discussion. But just because we've got the researchers that have done justice, and if we can have some time to go through it and try in our program, in our, if possible, in our next meeting, you have this ATM coming back. And by then we have gone through it and we're going to engage in a particular context that is more informed than we can do now. That is my submission, Chair. Thank you.
I fully support the Honourable Chair.
Yeah, no, you're right, Honourable Yami. So the idea was not that we should engage the documents. The idea was just that I'm putting the idea on the table. Thank you, Honourable Yami. I support that idea because, I mean, I can't expect you to read this thick document now in this short space of time. I want you to apply your minds, and then on our next meeting next week, we shall bring this item back on the agenda. But you should see some of the things. The other idea, also members, that I want to put on the table is that I've spoken with the chairperson of the Select Committee on Water and Forestry, Agriculture and Land Affairs. Was it now? No, that's in there. Yeah. Environmental affairs, no, water and environmental affairs. You know that it happens?
Oh,
sorry, it's all in one. But Honorable Kikani, I've spoken to Honorable Kikani, and we are thinking of maybe taking a joint initiative to this in terms of our oversight function. From our side, we will be calling GME also to engage us on this, as well as the one company that's been mentioned here was Alex Holt, as well as the Beers. We also engaged with the Department of Public Enterprises. So it seems that we will have a three-pronged approach to this from this committee, that committee with a long name, Water and what?
Yes,
Land and Environmental Affairs, and the Select Committee on the Public Enterprise. No, no. Labor and Public Enterprise. So that thing. But it's a critical situation out there in the communities where this is going. You know, in the Eastern Cape, for argument's sake, Honorable Van Renga, is that there has been mining rights that has been allocated by the previous government. But so far the committees there
are not going to benefit from those. So we need to make an example to say that government, that parliament are aware of these private companies that want to exploit the situation and exploit the communities. So members, coming to the point, is there anyone that still wants to add something to this point? Or can we go to point three? Members, point three is the oversight visit. We have been informed that the date that we have proposed, there might be a sitting on that day. We have proposed the 2nd to the 4th of September to go on this oversight, but there might be a sitting. So our second date is the 16th to the 18th of September. To go on this oversight. 16 to the 18th. I'm just checking with my co-chair. I'm looking at him now to find out. See, and to break out the fear. We've got anything now. Other cluster. Shepherd for that thing. In the afternoon, go out over that Friday, Thursday, whole day, and Friday morning, and then return Friday afternoon. Is that fine? How does the membership? I don't know about
that.
Are you worried about something? See, the Friday is my birthday, so and that's a fact. Once it's tender to the committee, then I know I can get presents from the committee.
Is it the 4th or the 18th?
No, it's the 16th or the
18th. No, your birthday.
The
18th.
16th. Oh. Honorable Nyambi. Your committee, I'm also serving on there as well as on the society. Something on that side?
No.
Nothing. Okay. What is that? Now, in terms of the program, there's nothing. Yes, the program is 17th of August. September. Did I say? No, today's the 18th of August. You see, that's the week after the provincial. The 15th is questions for all of his life. That's the 15th. It's for social services and government. The 16th is for committees. The 17th is caucus. And the 18th is for committees.
Update
one. This one was issued yesterday, 17th ago.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I think, remember, what you should do is just ask your executive secretary to normally keep you up to date with the program, because they do send the program office normally, if you ask from the program, they send it to you online. So they can. Honorable Chen and Honorable Nyambi, want to share with us?
No, I should see what you see.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You can make inquiries. It is 2403-021 first, and then 403-2765. 2765. Your assistants can just phone this number and they send it online. So that's the day that we've got in mind. See, the following week after that, the Thursday is a public holiday. So, and then it's a construction period from the 28th to the 2nd of October. So,
quite long.
So members, on this oversight we have not put on the Northern Cape, but if members got any other problems that they want to that they want us to go to, because the issue has really arrived from the Northern Cape very strongly. And there's about 3 or 4 mining companies, Transec, Alexco, and De Beers, in the Northern Cape that is involved in this. Do I hear any other problems?
There is another mining company that wants to take over a certain valley, and I have seen the article somewhere, but I don't know. It's also up the west coast. Do you know about it? Where they want to start mining in certain communities, a sort of land and so on, and they've got it for quite a long time. That's in the Western Cape. Can you just help find a memory there?
I'm just trying to think of the name of a commodity that they want to mine there. It's in Pietersburg, just in Pietersburg. But I think the provincial government are dealing with that issue. I'm just trying to tungsten mine, I think. But we will also ask and get that information. But I think there's still a process because the license has been approved. The applicant has got the license, but it's just the objection that is now weighing the Western Cape government. Because the national minister can approve the license, but the EIA report is also. I think that must come from environment, the Minister of Environmental Affairs. I think there's a problem with the EIA reports. Doctor, I don't know if in your research, if you know about this, the Kitbet mining. I'm not sure whether you know anything about it. But I think there's still a problem with the EIA report and the impact position report, environmental impact position report. Along with that, and the objections of the community, sorry. That's the two that's weighing that thought for this thing. Because that is a great fruit valley, So the community feels that this mine, the proposed mine, will have a very negative effect on the farming community. And also, there's no water in the valley. A little bit of water that there is, the community feels that, or the surrounding communities and farmers feel that the mine will use all that water, there will be nothing for the communities. That is what is happening. I don't know if you see whether I know my province or have the knowledge of my province, but thank you for members, are there any other issues that we need to discuss?
is there in the absence, if there's nothing, then this meeting stands adjourned. Oh, just the last thing. Sorry, members. I just got a call yesterday from the department. The secretary has over the weekend received a notice from the department, an invitation about the staff plan of the department. The committee has been invited, or we have been invited, but it wasn't clear who has been invited to the staff plan. And after a lot of searching and getting people, the secretary nearly had to call in the fire agencies to get all the people in the department. We eventually got the help of Sakere to say that, listen, it's only the chairperson that has been invited to the strat plan. The strat plan is starting tomorrow. They phoned me today to ask me when you want to come. So I've also got some other things in the province that I need to take care of. As you know, our province has got a lot of work to do. But just to keep members informed of what's happening. So the strat plan invitation was not for the members, but only for the chairperson. It's a strategic plan for a workshop, session workshop for 2010 and 2011. So that's just informed. If there's nothing, nobody wants to throw on the Ronyami.
Sorry to discuss what you are just presenting to us. I'm trying to get the understanding that you are saying you have some other commitment, and in other ways the committee is not going to be represented. That's what you're telling us.
No. In actual fact, I was thinking of asking one or two, maybe another member, but I'm just waiting for the chief to get back to me. Because the chief is also part of the other commitment. And if she says, no, I have to be on that side, then I will ask one of the other members. I will, in actual fact, phone the members to find out who's available to go to the strat. Now, you see, the point is that experience has learned me that the chairperson, although the buck stops with the chairperson, but the chairperson is afraid. Experience has learned me that. And I've worked in my time of parliament, I've worked with a very good chairperson. Never kept something just for themselves. There was always that sharing of information. That's why I'm bringing it to the committee to say, sorry, I should have added that. I'm bringing it to the committee to say that we've received this invitation of the staff plan. I'm going to the office of the chief of state so that now, after this meeting, and if the chief decides otherwise, then I will be going, but if not, then I will contact members ASAP to ask a member to obey him or herself and inform the department that you know, it won't be myself, it won't be one of the members of the committee that will come to this step.
No, more than covered. Fine, okay. It's just that as we dealt with the oversight that was done before and the manner in which the department treated us, I mean, we have to. You have to practice what you are teaching so that you can be here and get it.
I'm not on the spot, eh? I just to remind members about tomorrow's meeting and to check if members do have documentation, because we need to engage in the government of the committee.
I said, I've got two pigeons.
I don't know why they've given me two. My office is in good old buildings. I put one there and I put one down here. But I'll take it. Members, if there's nothing else, Honorable Chair. Honorable Chair. Honorable Chair. Are you sure?
No.
Well, it seems like you want to stop. Oh, Honorable Flamengo. I believe in democracy. I know Doctor. Doctor Conda. I know Pet. I know Venezuela. I know Islam. Nothing. Thank you.